This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 152 of bookcareers.com live. We're coming into the final weeks of the year and have just released another 60 careers clinic appointments, including for the week in between Christmas and the new year, and 30 appointments for the first week of January. So if over Christmas you decide you really need to crack on with your career aims and development, we will be there for you. Over the past few weeks, since Penguin Random House launched their next editor's scheme, the Book Careers Office has had a number of inquiries from career changers about getting into book publishing. If you weren't aware, the Penguin Random House scheme was giving an opportunity to four people from an underrepresented background in publishing into an 18-month traineeship in how to become a commissioning editor. So this week we're going to talk about career changing into publishing and transferable skills. The Penguin Random House role was looking for people such as entrepreneurs, acquirers, packagers, influencers, and editors, as each of those components make up a large part of the skills a commissioning editor needs to build a list of authors and a list of publications that will not only stand out but lead the way and sell through to customers. Yet this opportunity was unique. Whether there are going to be more of this type of opportunity, whether other publishers follow suit, who knows? But if you're in another industry and you want to know what skills you might already have that you need to demonstrate on your CV in order to enhance on job applications, what follows is probably the most relevant transferable skills. Skill number one is copy editing or sub-editing. That's the ability to edit, write and rephrase text, whether you're working on legal documents, business documents, company annual reports or editing news items for the company intranet. You don't need to know the British proofreading standards, but if you can and you do, then it will help you pass any proofreading test you might be given at interview stage. Number two is copywriting, to write fresh text from scratch, often with a marketing angle. You might already be responsible for writing a company newsletter, blogs for the company website, or other copy which is there to entice and engage customers or clients. Number three is business analytics, which is to understand and analyse statistics and data from a variety of sources or to monitor the return on investment, the ROI. You could be a statistician for a company, analysing a variety of different data, not only social media analytics, but overall business reports, trends and response times. Now, number four is IT skills, and I always recommend you list all the different software programs you use on your CV. Firstly, it shows you probably have the ability to learn new software quickly, but also because we're still in a major skills gap. There are many people who may be of a similar age to myself who've had to learn software. We also now, at the other end of the spectrum, at the workplace, we have people who do not know what life was like before the internet and maybe take their software skills for granted. As a result of this, there is sometimes an assumption from those recruiting that if you are of a certain age and you don't mention software packages, it could be because you don't know how to use them. So always, wherever you can, state the software even if it was an internal CRM database, because if you know how to use one CRM system, you probably know how to use many others. Number five is customer service. To offer an exceptional level of service to customers, whoever they may be, and no matter what the constraints involved. Whatever role or department you intend to aim for in publishing, all require good customer service skills. Yes, you have the obvious customer service roles and sales roles, but editorial staff have to present good customer service to authors. Marketers have to present good customer service when on social media or when dealing with third-party agencies, even people they are buying services from. The same applies to production. Customer service doesn't just relate to selling relationships, but buying ones too. It's about the ability to get on with someone or resolve a situation where there might be a potential situation of conflict. This brings us on to negotiation, point six. To be a top negotiator, in some ways, can be seen as an extension of customer services. In other industries, you might already be negotiating on contract clauses, co-partnership agreements, costs, terms, discounts, or you might be negotiating with colleagues or businesses and suppliers. Number seven is social media. To build and engage an audience through a variety of social media platforms, and it's no good saying on your CV you do social media. You need to expand on this. Name the platforms you work on, what you're actually doing. If you're creating original content, or if you're an assistant, scheduling someone else's content. Name whether you have responsibility to grow particular channels, and if so, by how much have you grown them? Do you have the responsibility to respond to social media posts? Are you the employer's voice on social media, responding and engaging a community? Are you creating social media graphics? Number eight, sales. This could be business to business, B2B, where you're selling items or services, whatever the product, to other businesses, no matter what their different buying processes, or business to consumer, B2C, to selling things, again, items or services direct to members of the public. Number nine is leadership. Have you ever had to show leadership in a role where you've had to lead a team or organisation? You might have had to devise business strategies and ideas, give direction, or have to motivate others, whether that might be one or two direct reports of a whole team, a whole department, or a whole organisation. Number 10 is management. To manage a team or organisation, a manager takes the leadership ideas and organises them and the staff into action systems and plans. And if you don't know the difference between leading and management, then look them up. They are different things, and it's quite clear that not everyone with good leadership skills has good management skills, and vice versa. Number 11 is project management. Now, whilst many other industries recruit straight out and out project managers, and you might have a job title project manager, in publishing, project management always seems to be integrated into another role. In fact, if you are a standalone project manager in publishing, I would suggest that you might want to integrate yourself into a publishing function, because I've seen this happen on a number of occasions, that project managers often find their job instantly at risk as soon as the project is completed or if there is any company restructure. But project management skills are very much in demand. And these are the ability to manage projects, often using tried and tested project management systems such as Agile or Prince2. Now, I do notice that whilst a lot of publishing companies might ask for Agile or Prince2 level of qualifications, it's more to do with you having been trained in that way of thinking rather than sticking rigidly to those processes. Number 12 is communication. Always a key skill that gives access to so many other skills and abilities. Do you communicate effectively? Who are you communicating with? The transferable skill aspect of this might be internal or external stakeholders. They could be customers, distributors, suppliers, sister companies or divisions. Try and broaden out how you explain your communication skills within any job application to cover these points. Number 13 is marketing. The ability to devise a marketing campaign to a specific audience. Now, I've seen some great marketing CVs over the years from people who've worked for outside organisations, outside of publishing, where their standard mailing list is over 500,000 subscribers. Just try dealing with that with the out of the office messages on those. But if that's your role, make it clear what elements of marketing you are familiar with, whether it's all digital, how you engage with your audience, where that audience is, and whether you are still responsible for any print marketing or direct mail. Number 14, publicity. Now, some of this might be unique to arts organisations, events, companies, or retailers. Have you had to publicise an event, product, or service to areas of the media? Have you good media contacts? Have you ever arranged publicity for the TV, the radio, or on national or in regional newspapers or magazines? These are all key skills if you want to work in publicity. And number 15, and I think somewhere my numbers have gone wrong, but so you have to forgive me. Number 15 is time management and organisational skills to make effective use of your time and be able to organise yourself or others efficiently. I put this last, but this skill isn't really last. It should be first, because every single role in publishing, when you go for it and you go for an interview, you'll be asked about your time management and organisational skills. So if you're career changing into publishing, think about how you organise your work, plan your working day and utilise your time. Now, there are many, many other skills that are transferable into publishing, but these are the ones that if you're career changing, you should aim to match yourself to. If you are stuck career changing in publishing, or if you're in publishing or stuck, book into the Careers Clinic on the bookcareers.com website, or my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.